Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The pitch swung on, hit well, left field, going back, Nimmo to the track, looking up, it's gone, and Whit Merrifield with a three-run home run into the Phillies bullpen, and the Phillies break it open here in the top of the fourth inning. Third homer of the year for Merrifield. Phillies now with a 5-1 lead.
It's time for a goodbye, Hugh.
What happened to Whit?
Whit officially, Philly legend Whit Merrifield, officially announced his retirement yesterday. Hanging him up.
I think you're playing with that word, legend, Philly legend.
What do you mean?
I'm just saying.
Why are you knocking the guy when he's retiring?
No, I'm not knocking him. Yeah. I'm just saying, I think you're being a little facetious, though.
Us?
Of course. Trying to be serious and wishing the guy a happy retirement. Obviously, we're being a little facetious here. Whit Merrifield announced his retirement yesterday. He actually had a really good career. Not here, of course. I wouldn't quite say it was is like you, but...
I knew it was coming.
Where are the Jaguars in his really good career?
I knew it was coming.
Did you do anything for
The guy was a good player. He was an all-star. Came here, stunk it up, and then... What, did Whit Merrifield not stink it up here for a few months? He did.
I mean, he came in with a lot of fanfare, Papa Padgett. It's eerily
did he?
Familiar.
Well, that was the only move they made the entire offseason.
That was the move. Yeah, that's what I mean.
Former All-Star.
By default.
He actually had a great line in his – he put a statement out, a few paragraphs about his career and thanking the different places he played and the people he was with. Mm-hmm. Hugh, I like this one, though. As part of the line or part of the paragraph about the different places he played, right? He said, I played in Kansas City. You became a second home to me. Toronto. But then he got to this. Philly, I liked you way more than you liked me. Sorry I stunk for you. I like that.
I mean, it's a true.
Yeah.
He stunk.
He did. He was a bad guy.
Yeah, and you know, this is a great place, man, but it's tough if you don't produce.
You got to respect the self-awareness.
Yeah, you do.
And much like you, again, back to Hugh, he was cooked. I mean, you were cooked to Jacksonville. He was cooked here. What are you going to do? It happens.
No, I mean, it happens, man. But it's one of those things where this is a great place to play, great place to live, great area to be in. But, man, I don't know what it's like to be in the position of, you know, being a stinky player that's here. But I'll never forget, man, I was with who was it, Mitch Williams? Wild Thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we were at an autograph signing one time. And they said, oh, Hugh Douglas. And he's like, Mitch Williams, you got a lot of nerve coming back here. And I was like, damn. Because I guess he gave up the home run.
Yeah, it was pretty big.
Yeah. But, man, the fact that lady went from saying, you know, she was excited to seeing me to looked at him and said with a straight face,
You got a lot of nerve
coming back here.
A lot of nerve is very threatening.
That's Philadelphia in a nutshell. And guys that have played here that have not done so well here, they feel that. Now, they're the courteous people. They're a courteous group. You know, you'll find some people that are like, you know, but hey, you know, you played here, you weren't that good, but, you know, we respect the fact you played here.
Yeah.
But then there are some that will tell you that you were a bum.
Yeah.
and say it respectfully, of course.
I don't think anyone's like mad at Whit Merrifield, though. Like, he was paid, what, $8 million to come here?
On a one-year deal, right?
Yeah, that's more of a Dombrowski swing and a miss.
Yeah, they didn't expect a lot.
Yeah, so I don't know.
And like, it only lasted for 3 months he was here. It wasn't like we didn't have to watch him play for 5 years of garbage.
Yeah, it was,
People get mad at the really high-paid players who don't pan out.
Yes. The kind of players that Hugh defends, like Tobias.
Yeah. Or like, you know, like when Joe said that Trey Turner should be in the minor leagues.
Even though I didn't say
that. I remember that. I remember that now. I couldn't remember it back then.
I remember it vividly.
It.
I mean,
see, here's how we all know
repeatedly
this didn't happen. Because if I had this take, we would have led a show with it and done it.
Probably,
hammered it into the ground.
It sounded like something that you probably didn't say it outright, but you were thinking it.
Well
I think
you
a
might
lot
as well
of things.
Have said it.
You were thinking it. You were definitely thinking it.
Yeah. And was I the only one at that point?
I mean, at that well, for the purposes of this argument, yes.
Oh, okay.
Why not? Yeah.
All right. You guys win. Black Gritty's up. What's up, Black Gritty?
Black
Gritty! Hugh, do me a favor, Hugh. Slide to the right a little bit. I don't want you catching none of this shrapnel.
Oh, you about to. Oh, you about to.
Hey, let me tell you something. The Rojas boys ride. Wasn't nobody hitting yesterday, and you out here crying about Rojas. You crying about the one magical person you was going to put in a situation that was going to come save the Philadelphia Phillies, okay? Otava made the wrong decision. Nobody was hitting yesterday. What did you want from the Rojas boys? Shut your mammy damn your mouth. You done spent 92 minutes talking about Rojas? They got bigger fish to fry, okay? Bigger fish to fry. Now, let me talk to you, Joe Giglio, about basketball. Okay. I know something you specifically just said. You just said the Trailblazers didn't take Michael Jordan because of fit. You got to take the best player.
Yeah.
Ace Bickley's the best player. But out of your own dang gum mouth, he's top three projected by every other person on the planet. So don't go for fit. Go for the best player. You know what? You're a New Yorker. You were like a New Yorker. Guess what? You got a job in Philadelphia. Now you love Philadelphia sports. And we allow you to be here so he can't go out there and pitch for the Mets.
He can't go pitch for the Mets 2 days before the draft. You can't do that.
Why would you want to play with Allen Iverson? Only does wear Yankee hats all the time. I would never have Allen Iverson on the Philadelphia Sixers. It makes no sense. And you're sitting next to a guy on draft day wearing a Beasley's t-shirt. What are you talking about, Joe Giglio? I want A. Bailey because I'm tired of making a mistake in the lottery. Every single person since I've done picked in the lottery is trash. If I was picking 16 at 22, maybe I'd have some hope and getting a diamond in the rough of McCain and his nails shining and twinkling or Max smiling over the place. But in the top three, if I'm going to go down, let me go down what the nation says is the third best player. All these young punks don't know nothing. Who wants to come here? This is our trash organization. I wouldn't want to go play there either, but when I get there, they might be able to turn me around. Joel Embiid don't want to show up for practice. Okay, he don't want to show up for team meetings. He get caught out by Tyrese. But you worried about an 18-year-old kid who don't know nothing, got wet ears? Shut up, Joe Giglio. We allowed you to come here and prosper and raise your family and be a good Philadelphia man. So let this kid learn from his mistakes. I want the best player available in the draft. Hugh, I miss you, buddy. How you been? You all right?
I'm good, man.
Yeah, you really did stay out of that. You just let him
I just
roll
kinda let him
through.
Cook, man. I just kind of let him cook.
Rojas boys. Rojas boys, that's how we ride.
Go ahead. You're a Rojas guy?
Yeah, you know, he needs to get better, though. Like you can't let the game find
a little accountability from Hugh Douglas?
You can't let the game find you like that. Black Gritty, you can't let the game find him like that again.
When Hugh said the Rojas boys going to die in this hill, yeah, we're going to die.
I know.
We are dead men walking. I talked to you guys for nothing.
All right, Black Gritty, that's enough. I get it. A part of the thing is, I don't think Ace Bailey is as good as everyone else does. If I thought he was this great, then I think I can over. I'm kidding about the Mets thing, right? It's just a silly thing.
I know. We know you are.
Right.
Joe.
But it's everything added together. Yeah, and I don't think he's a slam dunk prospect.
Well, when you talk about basketball, and from what I've heard about the picks that are coming out, a huge distance between third and everybody else.
So, Let's use this for example. If the Sixers had the chance to take Cooper Flagg,
they're no brainer.
And he canceled a workout, and he threw out the first pitch with the Mets, I wouldn't care.
You gonna suck it up, Buttercup?
Right. Like, we have a chance to get a player. I heard Kendrick Perkins yesterday say that that Cooper Flagg is as if LeBron and Kevin Garnett were the combined
had
as a
baby.
Player. Yeah, had a baby. I think he actually said it that way. Like, that's the kind of player you're like, all right, well, whatever. We just got to take him, and like, he's so good.
Uh-huh.
I don't think that about Ace Bailey. I feel bad for the Ace Bailey people, which you've become one today.
Well,
I feel bad because you just avoid all the red flags are there, and you're like, maybe it's not that bad.
Okay, Joe.
I feel bad.
Let me tell you why I feel this way. And one day, you're going to shift your thinking because you're going to have a teenager in the house.
I'm only like 3 years from that, you know.
Yeah, but when you have one and you try to get in their mindset in the way that they think, they don't know what they don't know. You know what I'm saying? And my individual's a little bit older than that now, but it's still the same thing. And you try to tell them certain things that no matter how you try to explain it and you go through the steps, they just don't get it. So when Elliot hit me with that, it made me think immediately about that situation.
So you're taking philosophical cues from the guy who ranked the Lions over the Chiefs?
Well, I didn't say this, listen,
is where you're going?
This is where, and children, if you're listening in the car with your parents, this is where you have to take the advice that applies to whatever situation you're in and use that. And you can't use everything. Like the 18-year-old thing, that dog hunted with me, but the whole Detroit Lions above the Kansas City Chiefs, I did not understand that, but I respect the fact that Elliot thinks outside the box,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And every now and then he has some really good points, and that's the point that he made. He said he's 18 years old, still trying to make decisions, and on top of that, it sounds like, again, not knowing his family dynamic, that whomever's giving him advice, that he trusts that person a lot.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Kyle, it feels like the Ace people are coping with the he's only 18. He doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah, I mean, we're not doing the only.
Wait a minute, we're not coping.
All these kids 18.
They are, but Ben Simmons didn't know what
Kyle,
he was doing. Yeah, he did.
But think about it. Some 18-year-olds are in better situations than others. Some 18-year-olds are more grounded than others. I was telling Joe in the break about my nephew. Like, he plays basketball now, right? In Mansfield, Ohio. And he's talking about how good he is, right? So I'm sitting there on the floor. And I just had to keep it real with him. I said, bro, you're in Mansfield, Ohio. What AAU team are you playing for? Like, who are you playing against? Some old drunk dude that used to play basketball? I said, your game, I can tell you right now, and I don't know anything about basketball, but your game is not where you think it is, especially if you're here bragging to me about how good you are. Like, let's just be honest about this. Like, these kids nowadays, man, they don't have the spatial awareness that they need to realize that somebody's – and I told him this. I said, somebody – while you're here talking to me about how good you are, somebody's out there getting better. And that's a fact. You're from Mansfield, Ohio. You ain't grow up in Cleveland or New York or one of those bad – like, you're not – that's not who you are. So you need to go work on your game.
So I understand not every 18-year-old is going to have their – the maturity levels are going to be different, right?
Yeah.
So, but if I'm deciding between two or three of them tonight, they're all 18. And again, if one was so much better than the other, then I deal with it and I try to help them mature. But I don't think that's the case. Like, why am I taking the immature kid over the mature kid?
Well, I will say this, Joe, to your point. Like, the Vijay Ejikan kid, it sounds like he's more grounded and he's more willing to work hard.
Yes.
But when I'm talking about grounded and hard working and talent, even though the saying is hard work beats talent, when talent don't work hard, Ace Bailey is talented, and he's young. And you look at that, and if you could get a hold of him and put him in a position or a situation where he's around other people that help groom him and help him understand, you might be able to do that. That's kind of how I'm thinking about it.
I didn't think we'd be here, but Kyle, can you order the custom Ace Bailey Sixers jersey for Hugh? Because
just for Hugh. Yep.
That's where we've gotten to. It's unbelievable.
I see it a little different. I just see it a little differently.
Yeah,
that's all.
I know. Our Twitter question is sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing that others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. All right, we had some polls up today at the Midday Show. Should the Sixers have next season in mind during tonight's draft? 54% yes, 46% no. That was pretty close. And who is most to blame for how the Phillies game ended last night? Topper, Dombrowski, or Rojas? Topper and Rojas, neck and neck in this. 36% Topper got the votes, 35% Rojas, 29% Dombrowski. Let's get to Mark in Woodbury Heights, and then we'll check in with you people we have to thank today. Hey, Mark, how you doing?
Gentlemen, good afternoon.
What's
I'm
up, Mark?
Sorry, I like to call once a week, but after I heard the caller a few rings back about Rojas leaning off, I mean...
that triggered you. That was a trigger warning.
You know, I just can't take certain things anymore. We, like, in all the defense of Johan Rojas, right, he came up, did a decent job in the playoffs defensively 3 years ago. He's probably a nice guy. He's working hard. But, you know, you see clips of him in winter ball. He's hitting the ball over the field. And it reminds me of Ben Simmons knocking down threes in an empty gym in the middle of June a couple summers ago. Like, we take these things and we glorify these guys. I mean, I've been blessed to see great baseball players, you know, growing up. And we had a center fielder here in this town, Gary Maddux, who, you know, the Secretary of Defense, who was unbelievable. And he was a good offensive player, and he was unbelievable defensively. He could cover gap to gap. Greg Luzinski played left field, and Gary Maddux basically played half of left field and center field. And this guy comes up, and we just make him into this all-star. This guy, why isn't he in the minor leagues?
I don't know, Mark. I mean, he's a defensive replacement pinch runner, and then they try to squeeze him in. He started two straight games. I mean,
why?
I don't because the manager loves the platoon and refuses to give the other guys opportunities against the same-sided pitcher. That's the only answer.
I saw that lineup last night, Kennedy, Rojas. I said they're not going to score a run. I said it before the game. And this team, back a couple days ago, you asked, are you all in? Remember that, Joe?
Yeah, we did that Monday.
I mean, this road trip, and I hope I'm wrong, this could be a really difficult road.
You know, Mark, I hope you're wrong too, but as the Mets fall, which we all like to see them lose, it does mean the Braves are waking up here. And we go there next. Mark, good phone call. I have that on my radar. I hope the Braves haven't awoken because they looked dead a couple weeks ago.
I tell you what, man, I'm a little nervous because I thought about their game tonight because they took the first two, but can they close it out?
So I'm going to get to you people here in a second. I did look last night. Like, based on this week, Hugh, let's say the Braves lose all their games this week. We win all ours. We could bury them, right? They could be 15 back, 14 back by next week.
Yeah.
But if we struggle and the Braves keep beating the Mets, you know where we go next, right?
We go to Atlanta. Yeah.
Like, there could be a world where we wake up this next Monday and the Braves are back in the mix. And I had kind of subtracted them from the race. So as much as it's fun to watch the Mets lose, it does mean the Braves are kind of building a little momentum here. All right, let's get to you people, who, Kyle, I think we have to thank them today for what they did this morning.
Yes, we do.
You people. It's time to hear from you people. What do you mean, you people?
So the shout-out goes to Brittany Mazzone, who made the you people sign, brought it to the Phillies game, got it on TV. And
what's up, Brit?
Then I believe delivered it to you guys today.
So Richie,
via another listener. Yep.
Yeah, Richie is the, you may have seen his photo recently. He's the listener that brought to camera the sign, the hammer sign, down at the Borgata recently. So Richie's a big WIP listener, and he knows some of the U people. And Richie delivered it here to us today. So we now have the U people signed. So thank you.
We got to bring that back to the studio.
Yes.
Very well done. Cute table you guys are sitting at. Looks pretty tiny. Guys playing footsies under there?
Well, you know, it's funny.
A lot of jokes today. It is a smaller table, but you know what? We need to make room for the people here, you know?
Yeah, it's a nice little crowd.
Hugh was... A little. I'll take you behind the curtain. he was concerned of fitting behind the table when we sat down.
Well, I was about to say that, but I was like, I don't know who table this is, so I don't want to be talking about nobody's table.
Yeah, all right, let's move off the table now. Okay.
Hugh Douglas?
Yes.
Is a disaster. All caps.
Another evergreen take.
Hey, that's cool.
Yep. Embarrassing. You guys insist on crude and immature jokes on the daily. Says the guy who is in the chat on the daily, by the way.
Wait a minute, not on the daily. Like, okay, I give you the last 2 days have been childish jokes.
Yeah, but
I
it's summertime. Plus, it's hot.
And it's hot.
So, different jokes when it's hot. It's okay.
Yep.
Grow up.
So, it's a rare day, guys, as all three of us at one point were deemed company men.
Wow.
Me for the Sixers.
Well, who's I a company man?
You for Rojas. And you, Joe, for the NFL owners.
Yeah, you did kind of ride for the owners. Oh, I was surprised.
I know it wasn't a big topic today. We can make it one. I totally side with the owners. Guaranteed contracts would make the NFL worse. I'm sorry. It's my opinion.
Yep. That's crazy. So it was a lot of controversy, but nothing more than Rojas' Grizzly shirt, which they're very bothered by it, by the way. I mean, they have not been able to stop talking about it the entire show.
Well, but is anyone surprised? I guess maybe some of the you people haven't seen much of Fran, but like this is what Fran does. Fran has jerseys and shirts.
No,
he has all different
no
teams.
Feel for any moment whatsoever. Like the Mahomes thing, the Randy Johnson that caused this noise to come out of John Johnson's mouth.
It is an all-time soundbite.
It's unbelievable.
I almost want to thank Fran for wearing the Randy Johnson jersey just so we have that. Yep. But yeah, you're right. No feel.
The people have heard enough, by the way. We have to draft Trey Johnson.
No. Because I know what they're trying to do. I don't appreciate that.
Cheers. We need Trey.
Excuse me.
Somebody pointed this out, and I agree. Every time, because Joe says this a lot, whenever you do like the, he's a good player. I just imagine the Hugh on helium sound coming right after it.
Cheers. I like Trey.
Excuse me. That's not right.
So I was thinking, and Kyle, this might be a little bit of work for all of us, but I think if the pick is Trey Johnson, we need to create a highlight package of Trey Johnson jumpers, right, hitting threes. And every time he makes one, it's just after it is Hugh saying, I like Trey.
Yep. And, all right, I don't know if you guys noticed this. I kind of picked up on it, and somebody else pointed it out too. Yep. Elliot went like full Brian Windhorst on us. When he did this, just take a list. I'll play you two clips back to back here.
Why do you care about Royce O'Neal? Why does that matter? Why would the Jazz do that? Why would the Jazz, who have two stars on their roster, take a player who's one of their starters and best defensive players and trade him in a salary dumping move? Why would they do that?
The Ace Bailey camp is making it clear to anyone that'll listen, he doesn't want it to come to the Sixers. Now, why would he do that? He's doing it because he knows the Sixers are going to take him, and he's trying to prevent that from happening. Everybody knows they like VJ Edgecombe. Well, why is that? Because they don't really want VJ Edgecombe.
I didn't realize we had Elliot Shore Windhorst here with us today. He is Windy from now on.
Little Windy.
He's Little Windy.
Little Windy.
Tiny Windy.
Little Windy.
Oh, Tiny Windy's messed up, man.
Yeah, Little Windy. I like Little Windy.
Little Windy's a little less harsh.
Yep. That's it.
Are we good with you people?
That's right. Yeah, we're good.
Okay.
That's it?
I think that means it's time for us to go.
All right, then.
Yeah. I didn't think you were going to fight it. I'm just saying it's probably time to sign off. All right, we appreciate McGurk's and Langhorn for having us. Come on by. Check out their new place. It is great here. We will talk to you tomorrow from Sea Isle. We're going to be down there for the Kelsey event tomorrow, for the Team 62 event. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Sixers tonight, you know what to do. VJ if you want to win. Trey if you want us to have the best
VJ
possible.
VJ if you want to win.
VJ Edgecombe if you want to win.
All right, time to go.
Yeah, it's time. Trey Johnson if they want to make us laugh. All right, afternoon show next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.